Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Sure looks like a good day to run wide open down a two-lane highway. It's about time that some things went my way. Throwing troubles out to the wind and I'm praying that they never catch up again. I'm going to say my worrying days are
June
done.
Is dairy month, so move over all those bad drinks and things and drink a lot of milk and eat a lot of ice cream and have a lot of cheese. Speaking of cheese, Jennifer Horn is here with Rich McFadden. And that didn't sound right.
Why not? I mean, she can be here with me.
Yeah. No,
we've done Vegas
that,
together. We're close.
Cheese thing. Okay, Jennifer.
We totally.
Yeah. Molly Page, the news sage, is here as well.
I've not done Vegas with Molly.
We have not done Vegas.
Yet. But she grew up in Vegas, so she probably could get you around to all those hot spots.
I did Vegas when I was 14.
Really? Uh-huh. And Vegas never been the same since.
No, it has not.
In fact, I did Vegas with Ken Kesler when he got married and had a wonderful time with Elvis and the Pink Cadillac.
That's awesome.
Did Elvis marry you guys?
Yeah. Yes.
I got married by Elvis, too, in Vegas.
Right. That's fantastic.
Isn't that great? Almost half of the staff here has been married in Vegas by Elvis.
Yep.
If I got married, I'd have Elvis do it.
That's a dream of mine. I've always wanted to do that.
I will tell you,
not a dream of mine. If I get married, it ain't going to be by Elvis.
I'd get married first, and then get married again.
Go to Vegas, do the Elvis wedding, even if it's just to renew your vows.
Yeah,
it is the funniest thing you'll ever do.
Uh-huh. It depends on who you're marrying. Okay.
Did you just do an Elvis?
Okay. One of our quotes of the day. I like this. This gives people a lot of food for thought. It's quick. It's to the point. Venus Williams says, "You have to believe in yourself when no one else does. That makes you a winner right there." Another quote came from Kim Kardashian, who's
me.
This was
quote me.
Now, apparently, the quote was Mr. Armani's first name is Giorgio.
Yeah.
The official Armani Twitter account, in response to a tweet from Kim Kardashian, she's wondering why Giorgio Armani discontinued her favorite foundation. And I was wondering how much money the Kardashians had given to the foundation. But apparently, that's not the kind of foundation we're talking about. Has to do with what she puts on her face. Isn't that what a foundation, makeup foundation, is what you put
on? Very good, Dougie.
Under your, well, you know what? I have 100% truth in lending here. When I said to, was it Molly? Who did I say this to? It was Molly, I think. I was going through the quote, and then I was trying to figure out, I said to Kenny, go find out what the foundation, what do they do in this foundation? And Molly says, no. It's not about that kind of foundation.
It's makeup. Mr. Latella.
That's me.
Yes.
Okay. So anyway.
Never mind.
As long as...
Did you know that you're more likely to be killed by a cow than a shark?
Say what?
You're more likely to be killed by a cow than a shark.
I saw that.
I'm probably more likely because I got more cows around than anybody else.
Cows kill 20 people a year. Sharks kill one person a year.
Really?
Dogs kill 28 people a year. Sharks kill one person a year.
All right.
Bees, wasps, and hornets.
Where are we?
Kill 15 are we going to get more of these happy facts?
No, I want to get to the Disney story.
Do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
who's got the Disney story? Was that your responsibility, Mom?
That would be me.
That was you. Okay. So Disney.
Who's got the Disney?
Bonk, bonk, bonk.
Don't let the dogs out. They kill people.
All right. Let's say don't let the cows out. Who let the cows out? Moo, moo, moo.
It's a lot of people cows kill.
Come on. Let's get to this Disney story.
Disney ABC Television has canceled plans to lay off about 35 technology employees who had been asked to train immigrants that were brought in by the company to do their jobs in the final weeks of their employment.
Can you believe how in the name of God are these people that stupid? And this is the face of Disney is the most wonderful, happy. They do this. They pull this kind of stuff all the time because that's what business does. And they're a big
business.
So anyway, but in face of or in light of the bad publicity that they've already gotten.
Well, managers had told the employees last week that they would no longer have to train their replacements and could actually keep their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
This after word got out, of course, uproar. And the New York Times is the one who reported this. Disney sparked a public backlash after it laid off 250 tech workers at Orlando's Walt Disney World in January, ordering them to train immigrants on temporary work visas in order to receive their severance. So the tech workers who were being laid off in order to get their severance had to train their replacements.
Great. There's some smart business. There's somebody's really watching what's going on with that deal.
Let it go. Let it go.
Is that from Frozen?
Yes.
Is that Frozen?
Yes.
It is.
Aren't you glad that I recognize that?
Very proud.
Want to know how I recognize it?
You've seen the movie 42 times like
no.
I have?
No. Last night, Dave Koz was the intro act for Barry Manilow, and he played his nieces asked him to do something. Uncle Dave, why don't you record something that's popular? So he recorded a version, a sax version of this song. And he played it last night. It was quite good.
Okay, ready to let me trip over that name. Dave Koz is my friend.
Is he?
And he's so nice. He's the nicest man on the planet.
When is the last day? Do you talk to him on Facebook? When do you talk to him?
He comes in and play like once or twice a year.
Oh, does he? All right. Uh-huh. So the next time you see him, tell him that I saw him with Manilow and thought his performance was great.
I didn't
great.
Know he was opening. I would have like done something.
Yeah, no, he was opening for Manilow on this tour, which is supposedly
very
the
nice.
Final Barry Manilow tour. But he's had three of those
Did
so
you buy
far.
The t-shirt, Doug? The Barry Manilow farewell t-shirt?
We walked out. I had a few tears. We walked out and there were people selling the t-shirts.
Oh, no,
t-shirts.
You got a rip-off shirt in the parking lot?
No,
the $10 ones?
No, I didn't take that. I didn't take it. But it was there for
but
the taking.
But they did have Barry Manilow concert t-shirts?
Yes.
That is really embarrassing.
Wow. I have to see that. I'm looking that up right now.
Okay, you can check that out, Richie. And we kept trying to figure out how old he was. Because
his face is so plastic.
Yeah, he's got a lot of stuff on his
Hard
face.
Hard to tell.
Yeah, but he has it still. He at 72, he still has it.
Oh, they have a Copacabana concert T-shirt. I'm totally buying this for you. I'm sending it to you.
Get two.
By the way, he writes the songs that make the whole world sing.
Yep, he sure does.
Oh. I thought you were going to cry.
What's
up, South
Carolina? There were a couple of moments last night when there were emotions that were spent. But it was really one of the things that gets me about a concert like this is, and I remember about 10 years ago going to it, and I didn't get the same feeling as I did last night. The crowd was wild for this guy. Completely
How many little pairs of underwear got thrown to the stage?
Jennifer, will you give me $10 if I can make Doug cry?
Now, by the way, he did a medley. There's so much music this guy has. He's got a new album out that pairs him with great
Snoop Dogg.
With what?
Snoop Dogg.
No, but some other really into. They're all dead. All the people who are on the album with him are dead. So there's video and
really
audio.
Quiet.
Yeah.
No, it was very good. He did a duet with Judy Garland that was fantastic. It was really.
Oh my gosh! Did you have to hand over your man card before you left?
No. But there were three gay guys
Manilow
sitting.
And Garland for one night.
Meredith's looking at me, and there's three gay guys coming and sitting in front of us.
No.
Yeah.
I got news for you.
There's more than that.
You should have been watching all the gay guys sitting behind you.
I gotta do some commercials here.
You just did one. An 8-minute one for Barry Manilow.
Okay. Oh, he did that song last night. Yeah.
Was it fabulous?
It was fabulous. The whole thing was fabulous.
Fabulous.
We were walking out. We went out the side door.
The back door?
No. But there were. I wasn't paying attention. I just was sort of talking, and I'm looking at her, we're chatting, and these two guys walked in front of us. And Meredith has a great, very subtle sense of humor about some things. So she's looking at these guys, and they had hairdos that were indicative of their sexual persuasion, shall we say. And it was just amusing.
I'm sure it was a total show.
Oh, it was. It was a great show. It really was
it
all
was
the way
the
around.
People watching. I'm sure there
absolutely.
Was some fun
yep.
and interesting
And
people.
All ages, every age you could imagine are there. Anyway. Time for me. Barry still has his own hair, so he doesn't need Provia. But there are a lot of people who do need Provia, so let me help you out here. If you'd like to get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair, I have the prescription. The great thing about Provia that's so easily explained, you either get your hair back or you get your money back. You'll spend some money to buy Provia. It's not expensive. It's a serum. It's an all-natural way.
And start your own. Let's stop. Keep going.
Now I'm doing Provia.
What's happening here?
Anyway, what you said it was Jennifer. Provia works miracles. It cleanses the pores in your scalp, so the follicles that are underneath your scalp can come through. How do you expect me to finish this? What do you?
You're a professional.
I am a professional. That's true.
You too can have a mullet like Barry Manilow. Call Provia now.
Oh my God. Anyway,
actually, I just realized I'm not allowed to play music underneath your commercials because then that could mean that. And we could be sued by Barry Manilow.
No.
So I better stop. Right.
Good God, you better stop that, Richard.
That's Neil Young.
800-525-8319. That's how you get Provia. Order today. Get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results. You want to get make quick work out of getting your hair back. And one of the things that's so superb about this product is it contains an ingredient that allows for your hair to thicken up. You know, you get some of these volumizer shampoos. Well, that's what this stuff does without having to use a shampoo. It's just a great product. You want your hair back? Come on. Call 800-525-8319 and get some action going there right now.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Communication should be easy. You say something, the other person hears it. Done.
But it doesn't always work that way. Why? Because each of you see it your own way.
Blogger Guy Harris suggests a simple way to prevent misunderstandings. Ask a question.
For example, I just want to make sure that I'm clear. Would you please tell me what you understood me to say?
Listen carefully as they respond. Are they seeing it the way you said it? If not, try restating your message.
You can use the same technique when someone tells you something. Rephrase what they said in your own words and then ask them if you got it right.
Communicate clearly by confirming your counterpart concurs. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Gold Glove third baseman was solid in the regular season, but shined during the postseason. And he was named the 1998 World Series MVP.
Rochus hits one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
So where is Scott Brosius now? Scott moved from the Yankees' hot corner right into the dugout as an assistant coach at his alma mater, Linfield College in Oregon. In 2008, he became the team's manager and posted a record of 133-49. And he was named Northwestern Conference Coach of the Year three times.
There's a lot of life after baseball, and this is really what it's all about, is preparing ourselves for the rest of our lives.
Looks like Scott found his field of dreams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So how important is it to keep customers from defecting to the competition? Very important. And in this day and age of customer no service, many companies just don't seem to get it. Why don't companies go out of their way to court loyal customers? Maybe they don't realize the dollar science of it. If a company can keep a mere 5% of their customer base from defecting to the competition, they'll significantly impact their bottom line. Some researchers estimate the positive dollar impact may be between 25 and 85% increase on the bottom line. What's the cheap cycle? Psychological trick? If you're really nice to customers, you get their money. It's just not complicated.
I want that money!
More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.